The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And he went from there, and he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. Holy wisdom, holy word. All right, go fish. How many of you enjoy fishing? Raise your hand if you enjoy fishing. Really, that's all? Raise your hands again. How many of you like to go fish? Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay, how many of you have ever actually caught a fish? Okay, well, good. So some of you who didn't raise your hand saying that you enjoyed it did raise your hand to say that you did catch fish. That's good. Well, fishing is a great sport. And if you've ever been fishing and you've caught a fish, you know the excitement that causes. One of the things that is so neat about fishing as a sport is it doesn't matter who you are. You could be young, you could be old, you could be male, female. Just about anybody, so they say, can catch a fish. What does it take to be good at catching fish? Well, first of all, it helps, as the kid said, if you have the right equipment. You can't just get a piece of string and tie it on a stick and put a hook on the end and drop it in the water and expect to catch a fish. Now, some people can do that. They have that luck that they can do that, but most of us can't. If you're serious about fishing, you want to make sure that you have the right equipment. You want a nice rod and reel. You'll need the right tackle, the right bait, the right kind of line to catch the right kind of fish in the right kind of conditions that you're in. And it's helpful that you also have a net so that when you actually catch a fish, it doesn't wiggle away and get away. And then you're going to need something to store all the fish that you've caught in, right? A nice big cooler with ice to store all those fish. What else do you need to go fishing? Am I forgetting anything? What was that? Worms, that's right. Bait. Make sure we have the right kind of bait. Exactly. Yes? That's right. That's the best part of fishing is the food that you bring. Exactly. And a hat. You know, if you look good, a nice looking hat. What else, Margaret?
Patience.
Yes, we're going to get to that one. Thank you. So the next thing about catching fish is it's important to remember that you can't just sit around talking about going fishing with your friends or reading fishing books or watching fishing shows on TV. You have to actually go out to where the fish are. Now, where do you like to go fishing? How many of you like fishing in lakes the best? How about rivers or streams? Any ocean fishers out there? Yeah, a few of you, good. Okay. All right. Finally, the hardest part is what Margaret said, is if you want to be successful at fishing, you have to be patient. And I would add patient and persistent. Sometimes the fish just don't bite. The conditions might be textbook, classic, prime for catching fish, and they still might not be biting. Doesn't always make sense. Too many of us think that we should catch a fish the minute we cast that line and that hook hits the water. And the only one I've actually ever seen do that is our son. He was 9 or 10 years old and he wanted to go salmon fishing. He had never been salmon fishing. And we were in prime salmon fishing location in Aberdeen. So he and Eric decided that they would get up early and go fishing. Well, Isaiah was having a hard time waking up, so it was probably about 9 o'clock before they actually made it to the banks of the Chehalis River to go fishing at Morrison Riverfront Park. Isaiah cast his line out into the water, and it didn't go very far because that was the first cast. So Eric suggested that he go ahead and reel the line back in and cast it a little further out into the river. Well, sure enough, as Isaiah was reeling it back in, it snagged. There's tons of logs all over there, and it snagged on a log. So Isaiah's trying to loosen it up and reel it in when they realize, this isn't a snag, this is a fish. Isaiah caught his first salmon that day. It was huge. We love salmon. We can eat large quantities of salmon, the four of us. It was big enough that we had 2 fabulous salmon dinners out of that fish. After Isaiah netted his salmon, the man next to them said, "You know, I've been out here since at least an hour before sunrise. So has the guy next to me, and the guy next to him, and the guy next to you, and the guy next to him. We haven't even got a bite. You caught a fish, son, on your first cast. Congratulations." And then the man cast his line back out and started fishing again. Patience and persistence, and sometimes a little luck helps too. Well, one day we're told as Jesus was walking along the seashore, he saw 2 brothers named Peter and Andrew fishing. Jesus knew that they made their living by fishing. And so he called to them and he said, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." He did the same thing with James and John. "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And what did they do? We're told that immediately, they didn't even give it a second thought. Immediately, they left their fishing nets. 2 of the brothers even left their dad in the boat. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Jesus wants us, wants you and wants me to go fish, to catch people for Christ, to share God's love. What does it take for us to be fishers of people? Like any good fisherman or fisherwoman, we need the right equipment. The fishermen that Jesus called did not fish with a rod and a reel. They used nets, big nets that they would cast out of the boat, kind of drag along, hoping to scoop up fish in it. As fishers of people, we don't have rods or reels either. We have this, the baptismal font. And here at this font, Christ gives us what we need to fish for people. We are washed in the waters of mercy and compassion. We have been marked with that cross of forgiveness and grace. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. We've been sealed with the love of God. The fish nets that we are called to use are nothing less than our very lives. Our lives woven together with love and forgiveness, with God's mercy and grace and compassion. This is our equipment. We share God's love and we catch people for Christ with forgiveness, with mercy, with love and compassion. We also need to remember that we can't just sit around reading about love and forgiveness. We can't just talk about mercy and compassion. We can't just pray about fishing for people and expect them to come. We too have to go out to where the people are and cast those nets. This is part of the reason why we reach out. We reach out from this place. We reach out to Mountain View Elementary School, to the food bank, to the whole community, to people in other countries, to spread that net of God's love all throughout our neighborhood, all throughout the world. What we do here when we gather together is important, because we are reminded of God's love for us. We experience that compassion and that mercy of Christ with one another. We are forgiven. We are touched and transformed by the grace of God. But what we do when we leave this place, I believe, is even more important. How do we live out this love in our daily lives? How are we forgiving to those around us? How are we compassionate with those we don't even know? How do we show mercy? How do we live grace-filled lives? Like a good fisher person, to fish for people, we need to be patient and persistent. Sometimes we fail. There might be a huge hole in our net of love and forgiveness and mercy and grace. Christ takes that hole and mends it for us. Other times we may follow Jesus and do what he calls us to do. We might reach out with love and mercy and yet still be met with great resistance. We may be forgiving and compassionate and not even see that it makes any difference in the world. We may feel like those fish nets keep coming up empty. But Jesus asks us to be persistent, to not give up. He tells us to repent where we need to repent, to turn our lives back to him. He will indeed mend those nets, and he'll take care of the rest. Just keep following him and fishing for people. This is the beauty of God's grace, because we never know when those seeds of God's love that are planted will start to sprout and grow and flourish. Jesus calls us, each one of us, no matter how young or how old we are, no matter what we do for a living, he calls each of us to follow him and to go fish for people. We don't always know where. We don't even always exactly know how. But what we do know is that by doing so, by living with love and compassion, by being people of mercy and grace, we know that by living this way, that the kingdom of heaven is near, and that we too are caught up in the net of God's grace. This is good news, very good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.